the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. Bullying is as old as David and Goliath, but it seems to be getting worse. Schools across South Florida report that bullying is on the rise.
In the past year, a West Palm Beach middle school student was viciously attacked in math class. The beating was filmed and posted to YouTube.
And in Deerfield Beach, a middle schooler went into a coma after being kicked repeatedly by a student wearing steel-toed boots.
People in Florida are trying to fight back. In 2008, the legislature passed an anti-bullying law that requires schools to do more to prevent and accurately report bullying.
And earlier this year, students at Nova High School in Davie wrote and composed a musical based on their own experiences of bullying.
We wanted to hear about bullying from teens themselves, but bullying can be a tough thing to talk about.
So we gave students the microphone. That way they could talk to each other about bullying as they see it.
I'm going to ask you some couple of questions. Would you like to answer them?
Yes.
Okay. What does bullying mean to you?
To make this work, the students needed to trust us. Under the Sun producers Sammy Mack and Trina Sargowski had worked with students at North Miami Senior High on an earlier Under the Sun piece. So they went back to ask the same students about bullying.
The students you'll hear are Haitian American, but their voices could be of any student from any school in South Florida.
The narrator is sophomore Windia Ambrose. She asked some of her classmates about getting bullied.
Do you remember a time you've been bullied?
I was walking home and there were these two kids, like they were throwing rocks at me. That really degraded me and I felt like I was worthless at that moment.
My first day in middle school, it was at lunch. I was in line and then some tall dude pushed me back and then he trying to skip me. I told him he can't do that and then he pushed me again.
That was Stacy Sylvain and Christopher LeJune. Sometimes we laugh at the bullying because we don't want people to know we care. Listen to this conversation between Isaiah Pierre Lewis and his sister Ayana.
I had this haircut and it was like all bald.
Notice what happens after he gets bullied.
And then they called me Genie and then they rubbed my head.
How did that make you feel?
I was laughing, but it made me sad in that inside.
Okay, why were you laughing if you were sad? Why didn't you just...
But it was really kind of funny though. Genie, that was really funny.
So you're telling me that when people are getting bullied around the world, that it's really funny. They should all just laugh it off, right?
No, they shouldn't. Because it's really not funny when you're getting bullied. It really hurts people's feelings, really.
But sometimes it hurts too much to laugh. So we hide. That's what happened to Jasmine Joseph.
I remember when I was a freshman in high school, I was at lunch when this girl came to me and attracted all the kids' attention. She mentioned how fat I am and I'm still eating. Also, I cannot get through the door as soon as I finish eating. I used to sit in the toilet at lunch and my mom was kind of feel like there is something wrong about me.
When you get bullied, people tell you to talk to an adult.
I will tell them to learn about what bullying is and then share this with others.
Ms. Dubois is a teacher at North Miami Senior High. Here's her advice to students who are being bullied.
I will tell them to learn about what bullying is and then share this with others. Write down what happened. Ignore the people who bullied or join a club. And don't fight back and accept yourself.
Adult advice doesn't always work.
They say that you have to ignore it, but you cannot ignore something like that. Even if you write it or tell someone, that doesn't change anything. Even if you tell them, like, they just give you some advice, but not really a good one, though. That's why they don't care.
Like Jose Como says, we can't always depend on adults. And here's the other thing. At some point, many of us are bullied, but we can also be the bullies ourselves. Here's Jasmine Joseph again. She's the one who was bullied about her weight in the cafeteria.
But here, she's telling how she once called the boy Scarface.
I saw a boy that I have sex period with. Then I called him Scarface, and he was crying. He was crying, yelling that I called him Scarface. I feel ashamed of myself that I made him cry and feel bad about myself.
The truth is, there is no simple answer to bullying. When we put the story together, we thought we'd find one, and we couldn't. Sometimes bullying is hidden. Sometimes adults don't help us in the ways we wish they would. Sometimes we are the bullies ourselves. We did agree on one thing. We have to stand up for each other. When we see our friends suffering, maybe the best we can do is offer kindness. For WLON Under the Sun, I'm Wendy Ambrose at North Miami Senior High.
That story was produced by Trina Sargowski and Sammy Mack. They had help from students at North Miami Senior High's 21st Century program. They were Wendia Ambrose, Jose Como, Christopher Lejeune, Ayana Pierre-Lewis, and Anne Noel. Their editor was Jones Franzel of Generation PRX.
Generation PRX works with young people around the country to share their stories on the radio. You can learn about Generation PRX and hear more stories about bullying from young people at WLRNunderthesun.org.
We wanted to get a sense of how bullying in South Florida is different than other parts of the country. So we spoke to Trish Ramsey. She's education director for the Melissa Institute for Violence Prevention and Treatment in Miami.
When we have so many people coming from so many different places, you have to integrate value systems. In that regard, we're very unique in Miami.
The worst bullying usually happens among school-age kids, but Ramsey says young people often imitate what they see around them.
I have a message to the adults in the world. We have to role model that behavior. We need to be polite while we're waiting in line anywhere. We need to not be honking our horns at everybody just because the light changed. There's a lot of ways that our behaviors are aggressive, and we need to back down on that.
I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. We want to let you know that Under the Sun is about to release our first CD of radio stories.
It's called Miami Stories, Volume 1. You can find more information on our website, WLRNunderthesun.org.